Once again, here we are at the top of America tonight, visiting with the true insiders inside the Beltway and actually beyond the Beltway, too, from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner, the Grand Dame, joins us this time around. Ellen, it's all about the VP, only not just Ryan, but it's Biden, the current VP, and the so-called gaffe. What was the deal with the chains comment and the reaction?
Well, basically, he was talking about how they were going to have, you know, between Wall Street and everything, people were going to be in chains, pretty much beholden to Wall Street, et cetera. Well, the Romney people demanded an apology. Of course, they're not going to get it. The Obama people tried to say, "Hey, this is, you know, who we are," and he didn't really mean this. And anyway,
yeah. Anyway,
that's what happened.
Exactly. We're going to let the listeners decide. What do you think? Was it a gaffe or not? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, reaction to Paul Ryan. It's been now a couple of days, and of course, Congress is out. They're on vacay, but there's a lot of reaction. What are you hearing from the people you know?
Well, you know, it depends. Look, the approval rating of Romney and Ryan is high in Ohio. But, you know, so was the former senator, and it didn't translate into him winning the election. Approval ratings do not necessarily mean people are winning an election. And that's what they have to know. And, you know, a lot of it is going to depend on how they present themselves, really, at the conventions and whether they can even get people's attention.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. How much do you think, because you've covered lots of campaigns, you've seen this, how much these days do the negative ads play into the voters' possible decisions?
Well, it depends how negative they are and if that negativity really hits them, and hits them large in terms of does it relate to their backyard?
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
hey, something...
we always say about talk radio that it is talk radio is sort of like America, front porch issues and backyard issues or back fence issues, and if they can't relate to that, they're not going to make it. So I think we're going to see in another week what they're really up to.
Yeah, I agree. I always say it's the buzz in the backyard. Absolutely. Ellen, this is something that might have got lost in the sauce, and I'll just get your take on it, that this federal appeals court ruled that the cops don't need a warrant to track the location of a suspect's phone. So the appeals court basically okayed warrantless tracking. And I think because of everything else that's going on, that kind of got lost.
I guess it got lost, but I think it'll be interesting to see if it winds its way up or wends its way up, as I should say, within the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I think it will. We'll see. It's a big one because you know this. The Supreme Court ruled earlier this year in that one case of United States versus Jones that planting a GPS tracking device on a suspect's car qualifies as a search under the Fourth Amendment. This is always interesting stuff, the territory that we're getting into these days for sure. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much for joining us right at the top.
Thank you.
Coming up the rest of this hour on America Tonight, we're going to let you hear Biden's comment about they're going to have you in chains. Plus, as I said, get your take on it. The other gaffe that he truly made, a lot of people aren't talking about the other side of that, and we'll see if you can pick it out. Maybe you won't be able to, but I will certainly highlight it for you. I'll just give you a hint. Did you ever go to a concert? Big concert, let's say, I don't know, Aerosmith back in the days, Smashing Pumpkins, headliners, somebody that can fill up a stadium. And they stop after a couple of sets of popular tunes, and the lead singer says, "I am so psyched to be here. We're going to rock Cleveland, but they're in Philadelphia." Whoops. People like for you to know who you're talking to when you're there in their state or their city. And that is huge when you're a rock god and you forget where you are. Same thing for politicians because they move from city to city and state to state, especially when you're running for president. So that's my hint as to the other side of the Biden deal, where he definitely made at least one gaffe, and we'll let you hear it. Yeah. Ever play Scrabble with your friends? We're going to talk about that for a good reason. Why? because somebody cheated. See, people think you just cheat when you're in sports, but it's not always the sports people that are doing the cheating. Sometimes it's the brainiacs that do the cheating, too. I'll tell you what happened in that case. I think that really goes under blunder of the day. In fact, there were a couple of big blunders on the day. The Scrabble cheater was one of them. And then there's a story about a woman who was billed for 25 years for paying for the streetlights. She got bills that she didn't realize that she was paying for the lights on the street. So how much money do you think she ultimately got back? And really, was it worth it? There were probably times where she had to scrape big time. But the target is squarely set on some things that are happening in and outside of Washington, including a big scandal at the Department of Homeland Security, and the fact that we're now on Wednesday swinging into hump day, and the 15th is significant for a very big reason, my friends, and it has to do with illegal immigration. The Obama administration on Tuesday said that young illegals that fill out these new forms and pay $465 if they want to apply under that new program, remember the executive order, that would allow them to avoid deportation and get a U.S. work permit, because it's going to be permit for the rest of us. So if they fill out for the permit, which is probably going to be in the neighborhood of 1 million or so, good luck trying to find some of those jobs. What jobs are available? What jobs are available? See, now, on the heels of doing this, there also was this warning that, oh, this is not a pathway to citizenship. I mean, we're not giving you permission to travel internationally. We're just accepting those applications. And this is months before November 6th, the Hispanic vote, the Latino vote, whatever the politically correct term is these days, I don't know, is locked up. That vote is going to Barack Obama ever since he came under massive pressure from Hispanic voters who say, listen, dude, you didn't do what you said you were going to do when you were campaigning back in 2008. You said you were going to reform our immigration laws. So this policy could stop deportations for probably up to 1 million. That's what I thought it was going to be. They said some number like 800,000. It's definitely at least 1 million. Could be more than that. Now this paperwork part is what's happening. It's deferred, specifically the name is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And if it's you can see it. It can be downloaded from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website. And I understand a lot of people are downloading it. $465, proof of your identity, and the whole eligibility thing is also part of this. We know what the guidelines are. You got to have a passport, a BC, school transcripts, meaning you just went to high school, and something else. If you were in the military, that would work too. The Department of Homeland Security is saying that in some cases, you could have sworn affidavits. Boy, that's a problem, isn't it? I'll swear for you, you swear for me, and that would be a third party has to do it under penalty of perjury. I see lots of problems with this, don't you? We're kicking it around old school next, going to Biden here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. More than $7 million has been raised by the Republican Party since Congressman Ryan jumped on board Romney's ticket. People like Trump and the Koch brothers and the Murdochs of the world love Mr. Ryan, and they're making sure that there's plenty of money. That's not necessarily a surprise. On one of our upcoming shows on Thursday, we're going to fact check what Ryan's budget actually is saying about Medicare. Because you know the cries that, oh, Medicare, you're screwed. We're pushing everyone down into the Death Valley. You're not going to get it. I'm not going to get it. Social Security's frozen over. Forget about it. But there is some misrepresentations, definitely, as I have looked at the words myself, but I'm having an expert come on to break down truly what actually is in that budget so that you see where there is some massive misinformation that's floating around about Medicare, which, by the way, was his proposed budget and not Romney's budget. I'm not on the defense here for the two of them, but we want to talk about the facts all the way around, because I always say everybody's invited to this party. I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. In fact, we're having a very, very liberal political commentator coming on in our next hour, TJ Walker, who has plenty to say about Ryan on the undercard and what it means and voters and a whole bunch of other things that he says are untruths about Obama. So we're looking at this from all angles. That's the idea. Give you a lot of the stuff to chew on. And you'll be surprised, maybe some of you, about the Ryan budget, because the budget, simply, I couldn't find it myself. It does not actually slash, his plan doesn't actually slash the budget. All right, back on target, as I said, Joe Biden was the heavy story during the day because of the comments that he made while he was campaigning in Virginia. Somebody definitely needs to teach Biden how to use a mic, or they need to test the mic before he gets on it. It might not have been his fault, but this will just blow your head off when you hear the first comment. And then listen, pay attention to what he's saying here if you haven't heard it already.
With you, and I mean this, with you, we can win North Carolina again. And if we do, we win the election if we win you.
Okay, did you hear that? We win the election if we win you. But he said North Carolina, thus my hint to you about the rock stars when they're in one city and then they say we're going to rock the house of wherever and it's completely not where you are. And you always see people boo or have that strange look on their face. And in this case, that was one of the gaffes, certainly, from Biden. But the thing that everybody's talking about is a little bit about this. Here he says, on point, saying, listen, do you really want these other guys? Take a listen to this.
I think it's outrageous to continue to give companies tax breaks to outsource rather than tax breaks to insource.
If you want to know what's outrageous, it's their policies and the effects of their policies on middle-class America. That's what's outrageous.
All right, so the big thing is there was part of that that was in there, and there was a line where he said that Romney and the Republicans want to roll back Wall Street regulations and put you all back in chains. So that's the whole new chain thing. Romney's campaign, and Romney was asked about the comments. So what's he going to say? He's going to say it's a low blow or whatever. Don't have to have that line of attack when he was asked about it in Ohio. And he said that, he's intellectually exhausted, which I actually thought was a pretty funny comment. And now there are websites all over the place that are saying, should Joe Biden really be the vice president? Is he just too long in the tooth? He doesn't add anything to this ticket. He needs to get somebody else. He needs to just dump Biden. Well, first of all, that's not happened. That's not happening. Biden made his remarks during a stop in Danville, Virginia, taking a swipe, which you heard there, at Romney's plan to ease financial regulations. He said, in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules, which they're already doing, by the way, under this administration, so whatever with that. And then the reference to the y'all back in chains. So the reference there, Danville, and I know he didn't, I guarantee there was no connection to this. Danville was the last capital of the Confederacy. Did you know that? Yeah, last capital of the Confederacy. And there's definite racial lines, shall we say, there. Because the city is really just, it's half and half. It's split in half. In any poll, that's what will come up, or anything with votes, etc. Half black, half white. So the crowd at that event was exactly that. You had a melting pot of representing that area, Democrats anyway, black people and white people. And I believe, honestly, the whole chain thing, no way. Knowing Biden with the whole foot and mouth thing, that's not, I don't think that reference was, oh, yes, that's right, the Confederacy thing. I just don't think that, I just am not going to give him credit for thinking that. So the controversy to me was funny in a sense, because who cares? I think it was, the gaffe was even bigger, was that here you are, woohoo, Virginia. Virginia is a state that's in play, and you're referencing North Carolina, and people hate that. They hate that. There's nothing worse than it. I mean, yes, people can slip up when they give speeches and all that kind of stuff, but I think that squarely would make people pretty bummed that you didn't realize where you were. So this was a little bit of the dust cloud over the day. And I don't know, maybe I'm looking at it through different eyes. Do you see this as just a huge controversy? Because remember, Romney's been swiped at with some of the things that have, some of his ads and some of the things that have happened with Romney along the way. You know, all the whole stuff in Europe and what he had to say before the Olympics because he deigned to criticize the Olympics for having security flaws when he was asked about that as he arrived on a day when they were scrambling to find security since the private security people hired for the London Games dropped the ball and didn't have enough people. So, oh, yeah, we got to bring troops in. So his comments actually, especially just specifically on that, were pretty fair, but that was blown up. I mean, this is the nature of the beast. If you listen to Democratic talking heads on the air, they're going to say one thing and say the completely opposite of what you hear from the GOP. Of course, this just gave a little fodder, a little red meat was thrown out there. And were his comments reckless? I'm not going to say reckless. I'm going to say just stupid and not, I don't think, in really realizing what he was recycling in what he said. I don't think so. And not having the right state was, to me, pretty hilarious. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. See, and here's the thing. Biden doesn't really do anything for the ticket anyway. What does Biden do for Obama? It's about Obama, not Biden. I think that in picking Biden the first time around, because he had been on the Hill so long, that's part of the reason why Obama did that, or that's why the people around him decided, hey, let's pick Biden, because he's run a million times, then he drops out. People know his name, and he's got friends around the Hill, so he can do some introducing and all that kind of stuff. And in the Democratic Party, he's a mover guy. He's up on the ladder. That's why they pick Biden. But it's about Obama. It's not about Biden. So I think it doesn't matter. It's just another game day distraction, I guess, along the way. And there'll be plenty more of these, to say the least. Definitely. We'll have plenty more of these. So it'll be interesting to talk to T.J. Walker in our next hour. I hope you stick around for that on America Tonight. Coming up on the flip side, though, we are lightening the load. I am a Bourne fanatic. Yes, I have seen all four Bourne movies, the three with Matt Damon and the latest with Jeremy Renner. We're going to talk to our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohat, next about Bourne.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Will you give yourself to this program?
Yes, sir.
Jeremy Renner, starring in the latest Bourne installment. No more Matt Damon. And, of course, Jeremy Renner is not playing Jason Bourne, but you hear the familiar music. And it is all about Bourne, and it is tremendous. I saw it when it came out. I saw it opening day because I'm a freak for the whole Bourne thing. So I was so excited when Stephen Shohat, our man in Hollywood, as I like to call him, best storyteller in the business, shot me a note and he wanted to talk about Bourne and the Bourne series and all that kind of stuff. So he is the author of a fabulous book called Hollywood Stories, short entertaining, what is it? Legends. Stories and legends about the legends. I don't even remember now. I've read it so many times. finish the undercarriage for us.
Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies.
That's right.
On Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and HollywoodStories.com is the website.
Yeah, and I got a copy of the book a couple of years ago, and I've read it so much. Besides my dictionary and this other book I have, called Writing the Breakthrough Novel. It's my most dog-eared book in my collection. So how about that? That's how good it is. If you can reread this thing. We're waiting. I keep telling you this, Stephen. We're waiting for the second one. Come on.
I'm working on it. And you know what? Being on your show helps because since we talk about different things every week, it really helps my research.
Oh, good. Good, 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 good. Because people love hearing your stories, absolutely. So the whole Bourne series, do you like it? Are you a fan of it too?
Maybe not as big of a fan as you are, but you know, I enjoy action movies, and I'm kind of a fan of Matt Damon's, even though again, it's one of those things politically opposite, you know. But I admire his work ethic. I admire his attitude. I have a friend who was a limousine driver who went out to pick him up, and Matt Damon came out of the house and said, "Hey, buddy, I don't need you, but wait here for a minute." And he went inside the house and came back out with a $100 bill and took care of the guy. So, you know, I thought that was really nice. And he told a story about how he met, when he was making the movie The Rainmaker, how he was pulled aside by Mickey Rourke, who was also in that movie, and said, "I really blew it. You know, I didn't act professionally. You've got to do that. You've got to show up on time. You've got to be courteous to everybody. You've got to have your act together. You've got to be give your best every time." And Matt Damon really took that to heart. It's affected his whole professional life, and he's tried to act that way. So he, you know, he's somebody who I'm kind of a fan of. You know, having said that, they're not my all-time favorite movies. You know, I have to admit, I, you know, probably would rather watch like a Batman movie or something like that than the Bourne movies. But they are interesting.
So do you think when they first cast Jason Bourne, Matt Damon as Jason Bourne, was he the guy they really wanted in that role?
Well, he's the guy Doug Liman wanted, apparently, and some other actors turned it down. And of course, if you read the Ludlum books, I mean, by the third book, Jason Bourne is 51. Or David Webb is his real name, you know, 51. So he's not the obvious guy you would think. And Matt Damon said that he couldn't imagine himself in that role. But what Doug Liman had him do was box. And he said that'll get you to walk the right way, to have a, you know, an economy of movement. And he said that he boxed for 6 months, and it changed the way that he moved, and he felt more comfortable with the role, and that's how he got prepared for it. And I don't think we've seen the last of Matt Damon in that role. I could be wrong, but I have a feeling there might be an effort to team up Matt Damon and Jeremy Renner together.
Yeah, and Jeremy Renner, I mentioned this. I saw the movie on opening night. He was spectacular in his role, and the way they weave the story together and explained it, as you said, I don't think Jason Bourne's done or Matt Damon, because he's out there somewhere, and they make reference to it. But it definitely scored at the box office. It just had a great opening weekend. And I'm not necessarily surprised, and I guess the people in Hollywood knew what they were doing. They're probably not surprised based on some of the stuff we said, right?
Well, right now, Jeremy Renner is, the theater owners just voted him Male Star of the Year, so he's definitely on a hot streak, and he's got three franchises going, possibly, Mission Impossible, The Avengers, and the Bourne movies. Now, the one thing is, I enjoyed the Jeremy Renner movie. I like Jeremy Renner, but the thing about Bourne is the memory loss. And you know, you go back to Robert Ludlum, and he had this experience where he heard a story about Carlos the Jackal being seen but not caught in Vienna. Carlos the Jackal, the Venezuelan assassin who's still in prison for terrorism. And 3 days after Robert Ludlum heard that story, his accountant called him up and said, "I expect you to have the meeting with me tomorrow." And he said, "What meeting?" And Robert Ludlum realized whatever it was, the stress of his life, the stress of writing, the research he was doing, somehow he had blacked out and had amnesia for about 12 hours of his life was missing. He just couldn't remember anything. It wasn't alcohol. It was just a very bizarre thing. And so he came up with the idea, what if a CIA agent who was going after Carlos the Jackal had a memory loss? And that was the key to creating the character of Bourne. And then Bourne was going to be a one-time only character, but then Ludlum became interested in the Far East and after a trip to Hong Kong, and wanted to write a novel about the changes that were that Hong Kong was going through, going over to being ruled by the Chinese. And then he decided that, well, Jason Bourne would fit into that world because, you know, he's got all this research being a covert operative, and so the character just kept coming back. And so obviously the character Jeremy Renner is playing has none of those, memory problems. And I don't know, maybe people would be a little bit disappointed to go to a Bourne movie and not actually have what people would consider to be the real Jason Bourne, Matt Damon in it.
Yeah, you could be right. I didn't feel that way, but it certainly could be that way for lots of other people.
Yeah,
who just
it's getting mixed
him.
Reviews. So obviously, mm-hmm. people have different feelings about this. You know, certainly by the opening weekend, people did want to see it. So we'll see what happens in the second weekend.
Is there something about action movies or espionage that it seems like it's cyclical? It comes back, and we embrace this across America. And actually, foreign box office numbers were pretty decent, too. Is this a familiar running theme that we like in the movies?
I'll tell you one thing I think action movies have. They're understandable for everybody. You know, they translate very well. I sometimes think of them as the successors to the silent films, almost, because I think a lot of them, you could take out the dialogue and you'd understand what was going on. Now, the Bourne movies are a little bit more complicated than that. I mean, they're not total fantasy movies like some of the James Bond movies are. They're also talking about real world things and what is the government up to, and they're a little bit more complex. So I don't think they totally fall into the traditional action movie category. And you know, that's like me. I like the, you know, maybe my tastes go to a little bit more fantastic sometimes, a comic book fan and things like that. But you know, I mean, I've seen CIA people say that the Bourne movies are so realistic that everything that is done in those movies can be done, and they're not getting the weapons from somebody like Q. I mean, though, everything that Jason Bourne used anyway was available to the public. So I mean, they have a certain realism and a certain and also Robert. I mean, I know they're not really following Robert Ludlum's books, but Robert Ludlum was a man of the theater. I mean, he had no intelligence experience. He was a man who really believed in dialogue. And I think that has to influence somewhat the way the scripts are being written. Although Robert Ludlum personally never really had good luck with Hollywood scripts.
Yeah, I've heard that. The thing about action movies, though, is it's a lot of times it's big budget, so it's kind of risky. If you have a couple of bombs, aren't you on the outs when you're the director and you eat up all that money?
Well, actually, Doug Liman was on the outs after he did Bourne because it went so far over budget, and even though it was a very successful movie and it led to the next two. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, Beverly Hills Cop was originally supposed to star Sylvester Stallone, and he wanted to do a much more action type movie than the studio was willing to do, and a much more expensive movie that they were willing to do. So he ended up making Cobra for another studio, and of course they went with a, you know, kind of a lower budget, but a comedy direction with Eddie Murphy. So yeah, executives do worry, and they are going to say no. I mean, right now, I mean Universal Studios, who made Bourne, you know, they've had a very tough year with Battleship, previously not doing so well, and Paramount Studios, they're becoming like the last place producers want to pitch their movies to, because they're saying no to everything, and if they do say yes, they're going to cut the budget quite a bit. So yeah, it's something that you know, obviously is a very risky thing, but sometimes filmmakers can come up with creative ways to get around those budget restraints too.
Yeah. All right, I got it down cold. Stephen Shohat, author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. We can't wait for the second book. So I know you're busy writing. We appreciate the time that you spend with us.
Yeah, give me time. Maybe a year and a half. I want to get it good. I mean, it's a slow process.
I understand. As a writer, I get that. It is a slow process. I got you, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Kate.
All right, coming out on DVD this week, which was really big, Tuesday's DVD day, Hunger Games. Don't know if you saw Hunger Games. Kids killing kids for sport. Jaws. Did you love Jaws when that came out? It's perfect. With Shark Week, it coincides, right? Four Wedding Planners. That was a decent enough hit. The Royal Tenenbaums. Kill List. New Jack City. Shaft. There's some pretty good ones. Stay with us. We're heading for the fences.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closet. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Have you been to Cape Cod? Have you seen the great white shark people were talking about? I mentioned... It's in the studio. Oh, even the sound of that. Scary. Yeah. I think a baby shark hit me in the leg, the Jersey Shore. Ooh. Jaws. Perfect time for the re-release, restored print, part of the 100th anniversary celebration of Universal, the Blu-ray edition coinciding with Shark Week, which has become such a huge deal. Shark Week, I didn't realize, because I've watched it, it seems like forever, has been around since 1987. It was a whole week where they had programs just dedicated to the shark. I wonder if the person at the Discovery Channel that threw this up against the wall and said, let's do a Shark Week, realized how big it would become. What they have this season is Jaws Comes Home Reloaded, How Jaws Changed the World, Adrift 47 Days with Sharks, and a whole bunch of other things. And Shark Week is always interesting. Lots of people paying attention to sharks. There have been shark attacks in 2012, unprovoked attacks. I mentioned in Cape Cod, of course, they were worried and beaches were cleared out, much like the movie Jaws. A lot of people were making references to it because it was right in the same neighborhood, so to speak. And people saw a fin, and then that went from there. But there were attacks in Australia, South Africa, and Western Australia, by the way, is the most deadly. It's been named the most deadly area for shark attacks. And see, here's what I don't get. I mean, I guess if you're a surfer, that's the thing. You just want the big waves, and so what? You'll deal with it. You'll deal with the tiger and bull sharks, because usually tiger and bull sharks are the ones that are the fatal shark attacks. The great white would be the same thing, but you're not seeing the great white that much. Mostly bull and tigers a lot of times. So if you live in Australia and you surf, and especially in that part, you know, like the man that was in his 40s that was mauled by the bull shark while he was surfing off of Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean, you know, newsflash, unfortunately, they know that there's these possibilities. And if you know, even if it's remote, you know that this is their, could be their territory, could come through there. And if you look like a seal, if you look like a sea lion, and you're paddling around, yeah, there's a chance that that could happen to you. This guy lost a hand and a foot in the attack, and that happened just a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday. And when did it happen? At dusk. One thing that you always hear about, when are most of the attacks? Dawn and dusk, but yet people don't care. They still surf. So 2012, reported shark attacks so far, 19. Here's the key thing, though. No fatal shark attacks, no fatal ones. People injured, but no fatal ones. And at the end of July was when the body border at Cape Cod was attacked by the shark. And, you know, the guy was, what, 100 feet offshore. They saw the dorsal fin above the water. He just, boom, went straight for him. But he fought the shark off and got cuts on his lower legs. And he's expected to make a full recovery. But for the rest of your life, you'd have a very, very big story to talk about, wouldn't you? There was the guy in the kayak who was fishing in Monterey, what was it, Pleasure Point in Monterey Bay. Boy, I used to go up there all the time. And this happened early, too, 7 o'clock in the morning. He was thrown in the water by the shark, by the force of the collision, and he was rescued by people that were nearby on another boat. And we've had other attacks in that area, too. Not in 2012, but other attacks. So there have been some of the same places where sharks turn up, like another place that I've been to many, many times, and I have to say, sometimes it is in the back of my head, New Smyrna Beach in Florida. Massive. If there's going to be an attack, there's massive sharks that they'll see from the air there. And there was a 26-year-old guy who had minor injuries to one of his feet when he was bitten by a shark while he was surfing. And this is what happens with surfers at New Smyrna. It's a perfect area for that, a perfect storm. And I am not kidding you. If you are in a plane, big plane, small plane, close enough to look down at the waters in that beach, you'll see people swimming. There's a little bit of a line, and sometimes you see those sharks, but they don't care. They're not, certainly they've heard the stories, they're not worried about it. And maybe that's just part of it. You grew up in Florida, you're a surfer, you grew up in Australia, you surf, you get it, you know, you've heard of these freak attacks sometimes, but you're not going to be worried about it. If something happens, you're going to know what to try to do. It just seems so odd to me. Just punch him in the nose and get away from him. Because if you look like a sea lion and he's got big jaws, and he just gets you in the right area, that's it. You're losing the leg or the foot, or you end up dead as a result of the attack. And I think when there's that heightened awareness when we go into Shark Week. So the whole week on Discovery Channel, Shark Week, and they'll rerun them over and over again, I'm sure, for a while, but it's always so cool. I don't know. I'm just fascinated by the whole idea of sharks. Not that I want to see them any closer than I've seen them in the several aquariums like Monterey Bay. They have a great aquarium in Camden where they have all kinds of sharks there. In Dallas, they have an excellent aquarium, too. In Chicago, they've got a good one. Everybody has sharks. There's plenty of sharks to go around if they just not take the fins off them, the no finning, because that's happening, where they're starting to kill off sharks, and there's a concern about what that's doing to the ecosystem in the various waters. Speaking of sharks, it really is about that, isn't it? One bite here and one bite there between the Republicans and the Democrats. And this is going to start to get, I think it's going to get even more interesting, because you're going to see more of that back and forth. So the Biden thing today with the chains, the misstep, didn't really realize where he was when he said North Carolina and he was in Virginia. Pete is listening to us in the great state of Texas. We're not worried about sharks in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Kate.
Hello.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
A bigger boat.
Yeah, I mean, show me the way to go home.
Yeah, exactly. I gotcha. No kidding.
Oh, my word. So the movie's worth going to, is it?
It is. If you like the Bourne series, the first couple, then you would definitely like it. Jeremy Renner's a guy's guy. He's perfect in his role. He's Aaron Cross.
Reminds me a lot of myself.
A guy's guy. I'm just like him. Espionage doesn't get in my way. I can save anyone. So it's good. It's good. There's lots of cool twists and turns. It's worth ponying up the $7-$8 for it. Go to the matinee. It's cheaper.
Is it the science and the physiology? Is that what they were trying to sell with the body make? I haven't really got into it yet. You know, I haven't seen the movie, but you know, it's building the perfect soldier, that kind of stuff. Is that what?
Yes, that's what the idea is. That they are this great specimen because of all the medication that they take. And what that's specially genetically altered stuff, and that's the idea that they've got to eliminate them, let's say, and it's always about shutting the program down, treadstone, so that nobody knows what really happened.
Oh, man, that's good sci-fi right there. That's
I know. Awesome. I know, it is awesome.
Great.
It is awesome. Go see it. You'll love it.
All right, well, have a banner day, will you?
I will. Thanks, Pete. I appreciate it. Just like Pete, you can call in any time. Keep the numbers handy. Get your pencil, because I don't want anyone to... Well, pencil, that'd be lead poisoning. Get your pen and just write it on your hand. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or you can always send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.